Well, I'm John Clark, news director here at News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. This morning we are talking with candidates for the Bartholomew County Council. I am talking with one of the Democrats running for County Council at large, Olisa Humes. Olisa, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And for people who may not have met you yet, can we talk a little bit about your background and why you're running for County Council?
I was raised in Columbus. I graduated from Columbus North and I went to the University of Evansville, and now I am a family advocate for Head Start and a case manager for Brighter Days. I decided to run because I really firmly believe that we should leave wherever we are better than where we found it. And I think that in order to do that, you have to be a part of the process and you have to be involved in the positions that are making decisions in regards to where the money is going to go. So that's one of the reasons. And the other reason is that I have three kids, and I have always told them that you can't just sit back and complain about things without being a part of the process. So I had to lead by example. So that's why I started getting involved in community things to begin with at all. And then it grew into this.
Well, I was going to ask you about your education and occupation. I think we covered that. Have you run for office before?
No, I haven't. And I thought about that because I've heard a lot of people talk about experience, but then when I think about the experience that the people that are currently on the council had, I don't know what they're like other than working. I'm not sure what their experience was other than maybe one was a sheriff. So he has some experience in politics and in government issues or whatever. But I don't have any experience, as in I'm a layperson, but I've always paid attention to politics. I've always been watchful and observant of what goes on in politics and what goes on in the city, because, you know, it affects us. And I think that part of the problem with some of the things that happen on our city, on our Bartholomew County Council, is that it's so hard to find information. And that is one of the things that I would like to do, is bring some transparency to the council, because I think that a lot of another reason why people don't get involved in politics, because it's so like it's like the Wizard of Oz effect, right? It's like the man behind the mirror. Like we need to know what's going on, and nobody really tells us until it's done, and we don't hear about any of the discussions, and we don't hear about any of those things. And I think that that's important for us to know those things. And I think that I know the next generation is going to require that of us.
On the policy sort of related questions, with the pandemic causing problems for governments up and down the chain from lost tax revenue, I know there was the possibility that next year's budget could have been really hit hard by the loss of income tax revenue. What sort of challenges do you see going forward with the budget based on the pandemic, and what should we do about it?
I think that's a very slippery slope, and I think that whenever we're dealing with the budget, we can't lose sight of protecting people and making sure that people are still served. I think that in regards to the pandemic, I think that there are two pandemics that we're dealing with nationally, but locally, I just feel like if there were budget cuts that need to be made, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's part of the job, right? Like you take the good with the bad, but I would want to definitely weigh that heavily with whether or not it would affect the services that people are getting, and if those services would be the factor in whether or not they are able to make it from day to day.
For the county employees, how do you think their pay is stacked up against, you know, either similar jobs in other communities or in the private sector? Do you think we're paying our county employees fairly?
So I work for Head Start. So we're a nonprofit. And so it's definitely not a private sector job. So I think that when you take on those jobs that are public or in, you know, for the government, or I think that you take those on knowing that you're not going to get the same pay that you would get in private sector. But you do it knowing that you're doing good work, and that's part of one of the reasons that I ran for the school, is that I need to take on these roles. Like, we can't have government if we don't have people in as a county clerk as in these positions. We can't have government, so we have to make some type of sacrifice versus working in corporate or working in the government public eye. I think that sometimes you have to make a sacrifice. I think that we, though, are probably we're a pretty rich community, in that we pay our taxes, and I haven't heard of anybody really complaining about paying taxes. You know what I mean? Not in Bartholomew County. Now, I've heard of it. Like, I've heard of some different counties that are not as rich as we are. And when I say rich, I'm not necessarily speaking about money, but I'm talking about the people that are caring and willing to give and want to take care of their neighbor. And I think that's where that comes in, is like, we are a community that wants to make sure that our neighbors are taken care of.
With the county's decision, the county council's decision a couple years back to increase the income taxes so that they could fund the jail and various substance abuse programs, did you support that decision, and do you think we should maintain that? I guess it expires in a few years.
I definitely think that with the pandemic, with the drug issues that we do have in Columbus, I think, in Bartholomew County, I think that definitely we need to keep funding that, because I think that it is impactful. I think that we have to, that goes back to taking care of our neighbor. I think that we have reacted within the last, 5 or 8 years since I've been here, I've seen a lot of reaction to the drug crisis that we have. And I think we have to continue that. We have to continue to fund those programs so that our kids and our neighbors aren't left without any resources, or we don't have families without, you know, parents because they've overdosed and passed away. I think that we need to definitely fund those types of programs in and outside of the jail.
The county and the city, for that matter, have incentives that they use to get businesses to locate here or to expand here if they're already here, things like the tax increment financing districts or tax abatements. And there's been some concerns about the effects that those have on revenue coming into the county and the city and other taxing units. What do you think of those sorts of incentives for businesses, and should we be using them? And are there other things we should be doing that we're not doing?
I think that those things are okay as long as they're used responsibly. I think that as long as you have a corporation where you're giving the tax abatements to, or whatever you're doing for that company in particular, that they are responsible in the community. Like, if they are doing things like Cummins does a lot of things in the community, so I would not have a problem with them getting a tax abatement, because if they have affected our community greatly. Like, there's not a part of Bartholomew County, honestly, that you can't look at and see where Cummins has not done something positive. So I think that if it is used effectively and not willy-nilly, I don't know if that's a political term or not, but if it's just not used without forethought and responsibility, requiring something from those companies in our communities.
Well, Elisa, as we wrap up here, is there anything else that you think people should know about you or things that you want the voters to think about as they're casting their ballot?
I just want them to think about that I am open to, I want to be able to take their concerns to the city council, or, sorry, the county council. I want to be able to be their voice on county council. So if that's what they want, I am more than willing to be that voice, because I think that that has been lacking. And I want to be transparent. One of the things that I'm going to try to do is one of my models I'm using is when we have a county council meeting, then whatever happens in that county council meeting, I think we should put it out there so people know what's going on. It's not just some mystifying thing that happened and all of a sudden we have these, you know, we don't know what's going on with our money in the county. And I think that that's not correct. I don't think that's right. And I think that we need to correct that. And that's my goal, is to bring some transparency to the council, as well as bringing a voice to the community, for the community.
We've been talking this morning with Elisa Humes, who is running for one of the at-large seats on the county council in the upcoming election. Elisa, thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you again for having me. I really enjoyed our conversation.